The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Steve Williams as well, another cornerback. So it's first down and goal. And Wilson rolling and then throws to the back of the end zone. A wrestling match going on here. The officials will confer. Did Jimmy Hager Graham catch it?
Had it, but I think he was out of bounds.
Right. Bryce Hager, the linebacker, covering. But it's ruled no catch.
Somebody's got to rip it out of the hands of Jimmy Graham right here. That's when it, possession, one, two, maybe, maybe even three.
After reviewing the play, Roy on the field stands. It's an incomplete pass. Los Angeles is charged with a timeout and loses their first challenge. It would be second down, Seattle.
I don't like when we throw the ball at the one. We throw an interception at the one, you know, luckily it went incomplete, and I wasn't going to let them continue to do that.
Were you having that chat with Bevel, or who were you?
I was letting Pete know.
Oh, you were, oh.
Yeah, I was making sure Pete knew that we're not comfortable with you throwing the ball at the one.
And how'd that go for you?
It went great. They ran the ball the next play, he got stuffed, and then they figured out a way to get in the end zone.
There's a head coaching position available.
You know, hey, come on now, I'm always available. Make sure the pay is right.
Do you feel like, you know, the players don't usually scream at coaches for certain calls? You have, is that your place to do that, you think?
100%. 100%. We go out there, we sacrifice, we battle. You don't give away our battle. You honor our sacrifice.
All right. That was about the most exciting thing from that game last night. All kinds of stuff to get to, so little time. The fun starts now. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No A.J. today. Instead, Barry Laminack filling in. We also have Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Barry is funny, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. Actually, we'll play What Are the Odds. What are the odds I survived the show?
Talking to you, I'll go about 40%.
Okay.
I'll do it about 40%.
There's been all sorts of colds and coughs going around everywhere. My wife was sick last weekend. And then I got up this morning and I'm like, oh, crap, I'm catching a cold. So I'm staying as far away from everybody as possible. I've been loading up on Halls and all kinds of drugs. So hopefully I will have a voice for 3 hours. That's really it.
Yeah.
And what really sucks is I had a bunch of fun stuff planned this weekend.
Yeah, that's never good.
You know, I was going to go do something cool for my birthday. I don't think that's going to happen.
Happy birthday, by the way.
No, thank you.
You turned 40
on
Sunday.
50 freaking two.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty old, dude.
It is old.
I'm 42, and that seems a long ways away. I know it'll get here fast.
Yeah, it's honestly, but once you get past 40, this stuff just goes flying by.
Yeah.
It seems like yesterday I was worried about becoming 50.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, oh, God. Pretty soon I'm going to be mid-50s.
60s on the horizon.
Don't even mention that. That's a horrible thing that you just said.
My bad.
So, but, man, I've been really busy the last couple of days. Today was actually going around looking at places to buy. We've been talking about doing that now for a while. And we found the place we wanted, and we put in an offer on it. So, hopefully this whole process will be done soon so I can quit worrying about it.
That's one of the worst things you can go through is buying and selling a home.
Yep.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It's maddening. You have so little control once you find, pick out the house.
Right.
And that's the worst part is you're pretty much at the mercy of everybody else. And it's like, if I wanted this, I would be like, I would go to a dominatrix. I can't do this. Like, this is not good for me. Yeah, it sucked.
Dominatrix, huh?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
My bad.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Got a little freaky right off the bat. Yeah. I don't know why I did that there.
Yeah, well, I did find several sex stories for you on today's show.
Maybe so. That's what it is. You got me all horny, and now I'm just throwing out dreams. I'm just throwing out wishes.
Just trying to take care of you. Whenever you do the show, I always love to try to find stories that I know you're going to just run with. And
there was a couple that had me. Yeah. There you go. There was a couple that had me pretty excited in more ways than one.
Well, that's a good thing, I think. I don't know. So we were talking before the show. I guess you saw the highlights of last night's game.
I did. I got home. I had a show last night and got home in time for about the fourth quarter, which I think is where all the fun was had. The fake punt was probably my favorite play so far this year. What is that? Like, that came out of nowhere. I felt like it was an overlay from another game where they were like, well, let's just show this play because this has to be different. If it wasn't for the highlighter uniforms, I would have been like, why? What is this? What's going on here? It was pretty beautiful. I liked it.
Dexter, what happened to AJ? He sounds friendly and likable. Nice.
I love it. I was gonna start off with a sports and stuff like that, but I was like, that's his thing. I'm not doing that.
You can just do your best John Cena imitation. Yeah. It'll sound just like
it. And then I did call you old right off the bat. So
old and disgusting troll. I think you have to throw that in there. Oh,
does he drop a disgusting troll on you?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Well, does he think he's that handsome? I mean, I know he's passed by a mirror before. I know he's seen him. He has to have.
I just think he's trying to feel better about himself. That's all.
That's what he puts. He puts other people down to uplift his spirit. I get it. I do that every once in a while.
Yeah, that's kind of a common thing, right? If you really suck at something, especially appearance wise, you tear down the other person.
Yeah, that's why I became a comic. I just get up there and tell fat jokes, and yeah, it makes me feel good about me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
713-780 ESPN is your number, and the punter getting clobbered. Jared Goff getting clobbered.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll challenging every single play in the first 14 minutes and winning all of them. Those were the highlights. That and those hideous green uniforms.
So you didn't like the uniforms?
No.
I might be the only person that actually enjoyed them. I didn't think they were bad. I was like, okay, that's different.
I like them.
That's cool.
I like them, but if they were their every game uniforms, I would have a problem with it.
Yeah, but one Thursday night when they're playing the Rams, there's nothing wrong.
I really like the Rams uniforms too. It's like all white, the helmet, the Ram horns were all white. I like that too.
I did like the white horned Rams. That was, I don't mind these. I mean, some of them are not good, but I didn't mind that. I've always liked the Seattle colors, that green, that touch of green is always nice. It did look like highlighters, but
It looked like they all walked out of a nuclear facility. They went in bodysuits. They walked through trying to become the Joker. They went through the toxic waste, and that's how they all came out glowing.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the, more than most people, I like some of those color rush uniforms, but that, time to retire it, man. It's jumped the shark.
Yeah, you're not, see, I'm a fan. I don't mind it. It's like I'd prefer something like that over Battle Red Day, which I just think is horrible.
Liberty White Day? Are you down with Liberty White?
I guess. I
mean, you know what I figured out recently?
It's not as bad.
Oh, I guess Jerome told us, but Liberty was Liberty White is not Liberty is Bob McNair's dog. We talked about this, I think.
Was he got like a nephew named Battle Red or something?
Or just Battle.
Yeah. Battle Red, the Battle his nephew, and Deep Steel was his porn name. I don't know what that is. So his dog was Liberty. That's where that came from.
Yeah.
That's so cheesy.
That dog actually basically sat on my feet in a golf cart for about an hour while we were touring the McNair's farm in Lexington. I was doing a story on him many years ago. And yeah, the dog was there.
Is he a nice guy?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. It's always one of those things. It's hard for me to criticize him because I really like him.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like getting to know any of these guys, because when you get to know them, it's really hard to be able to look at it objectively, because there's a lot of times where I feel like, what are you doing here, Bob? I probably need to rip into you, and I just can't.
No?
He's just a nice guy. He's the kind of person you like being around. Makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I kind of hate to hear that now.
Yeah, I know.
I really wanted to hate him. I really want to be mad.
Yeah.
That's why I can't never, I guess I'll never want to meet Rick Smith either.
Well, I've met Rick. He's a good dude, but I don't have the same opinion in that it's easier to dislike him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's kind of got a little a-hole in him.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
He's kind of got, he looks like he would be smug.
A little bit of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There's a lot of arrogance in that organization.
Is there?
I would say, especially between him and O'Brien, you've got a lot of people who think they're the smartest guys in the room and that they know more than you and more than everybody else.
It's funny because I always looked at Bob and thought he would be kind of a smartass. And Rick Smith looks a little smug. And then it's weird because I think O'Brien is a combination of both of those. And he actually is that. Like, he just portrays that in the media. So, but at least I'm off on McNair, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
But it is one of those things where, yeah, and that's why I'd gotten to know him before I got into this job. But Joel says, I love the highlighter green unis. I think old hideous trolls don't like them. Well played, Joel.
See there?
Yeah, I like that. That's how it works. But once I got into radio, man, the last thing I want to do is be friends with any of those guys.
Yeah.
Because you got to give the people what you think is fair and what's right. And if it's hard to do when you genuinely like a human being.
That's true.
It's hard for me to do.
No, I would be the same way. I couldn't be honest if I disagreed with you or didn't like what you were doing and I was your friend. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, so that's why I try to stay out of, I let AJ rip them and I let everybody else rip them. And if somebody has something to say about them, I'll read it.
Yeah. You know?
But I just can't do it.
Well, that's all right. I mean, you can, but at least you take a pass. You don't defend him.
Right.
You just stay out of it. And that's acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know if it's acceptable or not.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you don't have to talk about everything.
Well, it's kind of a big deal, the owner of the NFL team in Houston, Texas.
Well, I guess. Maybe so.
713-780-3776 is your number. And got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And tell you what, last chance to get free shipping is today. So you can still get a great gift. You could still get it in time for Christmas. And these are practical. They're really good razors, man. They look cool. They'll make a fantastic gift. This holiday, Harry's has ready-to-gift shave sets at all different price points, starting as low as just $15. So how about you get somebody a really nice gift that they can use, and it makes it look like you gave it a lot of thought, and you really waited, and you were driving around Friday thinking, damn, I got to get my dad something. Well, you can get him a Harry's razor. They all come with a razor handle, your choice of shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover. The Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. So there you go. You can get a chrome handle engraved, and it makes it look like you did something really special, and all you did was forget to take care of your dad or some guy that you wanted to get a great gift. As a special offer for fans of the show, we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. Free shipping ends today, so act now. Go to harrys.com right now to get any one of those shave sets that are still available. And don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No AJ today. Took the day off. Barry Laminack filling in. Always a pleasure to have Barry here. Very funny dude.
Thanks for having me.
It's funny, before I got to know you, I figure if you're going to have a Twitter handle like Barry is funny, you damn well better be a funny dude.
Yeah.
Because other than that, it's you're being kind of sarcastic. Like, if Fred is sexy, that would be a sarcastic one.
Yeah, I was going to say, Barry is handsome was taken. Yeah. I would have totally gone with that.
Okay. But very funny dude. And appreciate it. If you haven't had a chance to go see his stand-up yet, go see him.
I got a show tonight, as a matter of fact.
You do?
Come on down to Traffic Premium Lounge.
You know what? I was going to try to get there because John Wessling's on
that. He is headlining.
Yeah.
And if you've not seen Wessling, he's hilarious.
He's a very funny guy.
I'm featuring for him. Andy Huggins is on the show.
Oh, okay.
I know you know Huggins.
Yes.
30-year Texas Outlaw comic, like a legend in this town.
Yep.
Performed with Bill Hicks and Sam Kennison and just opened for Jeff Foxworthy. He's on the show. Owen Dunn. I think you know Owen as well.
Mel Owen, yes.
So, yeah, it's a packed show. Like,
that's all my favorite people right there.
Yeah, it's
pretty much
fun,
just named
man.
Them.
Yeah, come on out.
Yeah, we're planning to. We'll see how I feel at the end of the show. That was the one reason we weren't going to go is because we have this 12K in the morning. And if I go, you know, damn well, I'm going to sit there and drink, and then I'll be a disaster tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't blame you if I don't see you, I promise. But plus, you're sick. Yeah,
yeah.
I totally get it.
But I'm trying to fight this off. This is...
You sound like you're barely hanging in there.
When I did the open, I could kind of tell my voice was a lot more off than I thought it was going to be because I really haven't talked at all today just for that reason.
Yeah.
And now I can hear myself struggle a little bit. So.
Well, you've got that deeper, sexy thing going, so tonight might be a good night to talk dirty.
Yeah, that's what got me in trouble in the first place. Brazilian Hector says, can I get the shout out of the day? Graduating tomorrow with my MBA from HBU.
Hey,
nice
man.
Nice job.
Congrats. Yeah. That's a big deal. MBA.
Yeah. That's
No one cheered for me when I got my associates from Lone Star. That kind of pisses me off. I never got my shout out.
Get a shout
Can
out
I get my shout out, friend?
No.
No. That's about what it warrants. All right. That's fine.
Oh, 713-780 ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And Chinchilla Mike on there talking about McNair. I think he's doing fine. Yeah. Nick says, it's like when people call big guys tiny or bald guys hairy. I think it's meant to be ironic. So, yeah, Fred is sexy. That'll work. JOff288 sent us a story. I don't know if you saw it. The guy live tweeting his buddy's marriage ending. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, or look at it yet, but it looks very, very funny. So I'll try to get to that on the break. But we got a lot of other stuff to get to. Did you see this? This is a very strange story. You're the University of Minnesota, which means you're kind of a Big Ten. You're not a doormat, but you're not any good. You're just kind of there.
Yeah.
You get to go to the Holiday Bowl.
You like Tech, Texas Tech.
Yeah. I would say they're kind of the Big Ten version of Tech. It's probably fair.
Yeah.
Maybe closer to Iowa State than Tech, even.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I might have them a little lower on the scale.
Okay.
So the players are threatening to boycott their bowl game.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, if I were them, I would probably boycott because they're going to get their heads torn off. But they had 10 players suspended, and now the players have basically said if their demands aren't met, they're not going to play. And
turned.
What was that, John?
Oh, I thought that was the cue to play it.
Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Play it.
Turned in this closed door meeting. Effective immediately, we will boycott all football activities. The boycott will remain in effect until due process is followed and the suspensions for all 10 players are lifted. We further request that Kaler and Coyle an apology and demand that these leaders are held accountable for their actions. This decision for the players to take the stance is not easy, but important to the action to preserve the integrity of the program and ourselves. We note that the Holiday Bowl committee, Washington State, and the fans are affected by this decision. To that end, we respectfully request that the Holiday Bowl committee be patient during this time while Mark Coyle considers reversing his decision to suspend. We also want to request that Mark Coyle make his decision with due haste. Finally, we request that the university refrain from retaliation.
What? I don't even know where to start with this. If I'm the Holiday Bowl, though, the first thing I tell them, if you're telling me to be patient, I would see what if I could contractually just say, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. We'll go find another team.
Yeah.
We'll go pull some 5-7 team in here. We don't care.
I don't need this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got. Listen, we're trying to get eyes on us, but not this way.
No, and I'm pretty sure that they're probably locked into some kind of contract, but if a team's threatening not to show up.
Okay. Yeah.
I Okay, that was the first official cough of the show.
Don't worry, they caught me off guard. I will be much better at covering for you when that happens.
Yeah, when you see the hand go for the cough button, that's when you're supposed to dive in with some nice 30-second take.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something, and then you didn't, and then it got awkward because you were coughing, and I was looking at you going, what the hell is he doing? Is he dying right now? It's like when you watch a dog about to throw up, you know what I mean? That right before.
Yeah, and they're making the noise.
Yeah. And they're backing up and you're going, is this a trick I don't know about? What is he doing? I didn't know if you were going to vomit or sit or what. I didn't know what that was.
I'm already sitting, so. Yeah. But, I don't know the whole story behind why these players were suspended, but apparently some of them was serious enough that they're going to get kicked out of school.
Yeah.
And if you're... Yeah, I get the players being upset, but a bowl game is an exhibition. It's supposed to be a reward where the players get to go and do all these parties and stuff, and they give them free stuff. And I get people wanting to take a stand, but this just seems kind of silly to me. And if I'm the Holiday Bowl, I'd be looking for something else.
Who wrote that for him, first of all? There was way too – that was not a senior wide receiver writing that letter. So that, to me, that was curious.
Some lawyer got a hold of these kids.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to me, the whole thing is, it's a slippery slope, man. You have to be very careful. And I know that if you don't know the backstory, there was video that came out that showed that there was an investigator that saw the video that said it seemed consensual all the way around. And that's why the charges were dropped, based on the video. But again... I don't know. You know, I mean, not being there, I am hesitant until we have the facts.
Yeah.
And I get why the university did it. Now, whether it's justified or not, again, I don't know all the details. But after Baylor, I would much rather they err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
And I think most universities are going to now. I mean, you don't want another Penn State. You don't want to be another Baylor. And so they're going to go over the top to err on the side of caution. I mean, they're not, you know, they suspended the kids. They're not kicked out of school yet. They're until the investigation.
Right.
So I don't blame them. I mean, it's a tough situation. And, you know, I mean, if you're in a dorm 10, 12 deep with a chick, bad things, nothing good has ever come of that.
No.
That I'm aware of.
No.
And now I was never involved in one of those, but so I'm told, nothing good has ever come of that. Just don't put yourself in those situations to begin with.
Worst case scenario, you're probably getting a disease.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Or best case scenario, excuse me.
Yeah, and there's always that risk that you touch another dude's junk by accident as well.
You don't want to do that.
And I don't need that.
You can't cross the streams, man.
No, you can't undo that. There's no take backs when that happens. So, no. I don't need that. Yeah, I get it, though. I mean, I do. I get why the university did it, and I also do kind of understand why the players are taking a stand, but it that is a slippery slope, man, because if something were to happen or something goes down, and apparently when I was driving in, Travis on the previous show was talking about that they were actually suspended because it wasn't the fact that they were – that you know there was anything to do with the law, but it violated – university rules or code of conduct rules,
right?
Which what are you mad about? If that's a rule, if there's a code of conduct, if there's something in the bylaws that says no trains, and then you can't if you violated that, then that's
but if you're the engine, you're okay, right? Yeah. If you're first, because technically it's not yet a train.
That's true.
It's just the engine.
One guy shouldn't be suspended. There's one guy who should be right now reading that letter. The rest of them?
Yeah, the caboose and everything in between?
Yes. Oh, God, the caboose would be the worst job on the planet. Ugh. That's so disgusting.
Who would that be, the punter?
Deep
snapper?
No, the deep snapper. Look at you, John. Hey, now.
I mean, you don't
want that guy going first.
When you look at the totem pole on the football team, you got to say the punter, the kicker, the deep snapper are all on the lat.
The backup holder.
The backup holder.
Yeah, it's got to be the backup holder.
Like the third string quarterback is above all of those guys.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah,
Okay, this guy wins. Uh-oh. All right, I'm not doing any more shout-outs, but this guy wins. Okay. Graduates law school tomorrow, and he's biting the bullet and popping the question to his girlfriend tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a double whammy there.
Yeah, well, unless she says no.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
So
screwed up.
Yeah. Apparently, they have some other team lined up just in case.
Yeah.
From Ben the Skeleton.
NIU. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
It'll be just as exciting as watching freaking Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't. It doesn't make me. It's not must-watch TV now.
Yeah. Well, I was planning on betting the other way anyway.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And 713, the problem is nobody's been charged with a crime in the situation. The school refuses to say why the players are suspended. Well, but there are, schools have rules too, and they don't necessarily need to, because if the kids haven't been charged yet, you don't want to come out and say, oh, well, they were, and you just have to say that they violated school policy. You don't want to come out and say, oh, they were involved in a sexual situation which may or may not be consensual. You can't come out and say that.
Yeah.
Because,
code of conduct.
Yeah.
It's easy.
That's easy. And yeah. You can get mad about that, but that's life. It's not the same. And being charged with a crime, it's much like being in the NFL and Roger Goodell doing whatever the hell he wants. You have the law, and then you have rules that the school has. And you have to honor those. Just like we have, well, we don't really have any rules here in terms of our workplace, but if we did, we'd have to honor them, right?
That's right.
Like if they came out with a new set of rules that said we could no longer drink on air and that, you know, we'd have to get rid of Bangy the Sex Bear and that kind of stuff and quit talking about that.
Studio would be empty.
It would, but we'd live with it, right?
You're running national programming all the
we'd
time.
We'd keep John sober.
Yeah.
I don't know why we came in here, but they had Bangy the Sex Bear sitting at one of the microphones.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's been done to that bear. I would not be touching him, guys, not without gloves.
No. Speaking of trains.
Yeah, exactly.
That poor bear.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Always bat first with Bangy. Always. Because I promise you that.
Well, that ship has sailed a long time ago.
Well,
you're getting.
I thought you meant at the same time.
200s at this point.
I thought you meant at the same time.
Oh.
Like a new one.
Oh.
Like it's already left the station.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of them have gone through there. Well, now you know another train's going to show up at some point.
Yeah.
We have to go
it's
to
going
break.
Back because I was about to make it work.
I know, I can tell. Hey guys, got to tell you about Whitmire's. And if you've never had a chance to try Whitmire's and you're out in the Conroe area, well, they're having a tasting tonight, 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. So you can start heading over there now. It's 1420 North Loop 336 in Conroe. And tomorrow they'll be having a tasting from 5 to 8 at Willowbrook Mall, 6927 FM 1960, specs number 72, Willowbrook Mall. But if you really want to taste them, and guess what I did today? I found found the single barrel. A friend of mine had it put away at his liquor store. It was from the first batch that they sent out, and he just happened to find it in the back. He forgot he had it, so I went over there and bought it off him today. So I love stuff like that. They have so many great products. You've heard me talk about them a lot. If you want to try them, though, you know, you can't come to my house, but you can go to one of these tastings. You can also go on out to the distillery. Because they have a newly remodeled craft cocktail bar and lounge. They're open right now, as a matter of fact. Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9. Saturdays from noon until 6. You can go take those tours on Saturdays, too, which are great. Because you get to sample all the products. And you get to hang out with cool people. And you see how they're made. And it's just awesome. And if you want to have a party, you know, maybe you messed up with your Christmas party and you didn't pick a good spot. You got a bachelor party coming up you want to plan. Or a birthday party. They do private events. Excuse me. That's the worst time for that to happen. Right in the middle of a read. But they have private events, and they do great parties there. And this is Houston's first distillery. It's Houston's best distillery. Owned by Blitzers, owned by veterans. Great guys. Proud to call them friends. Go check out some of their fantastic, whether it's the Sassafras Gin or that single barrel I told you about, go check them all out. You could get them there at the Craft Cocktail Bar and Lounge, or go by your liquor store and ask for it by name. I'll try that Space City Vodka, too. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister, or at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Yeah, that's the worst thing in the world. Just start coughing in the middle of a live read.
Yeah, Jacob tweeted me, said, tell Fred to stop smoking weed on air. That's what it did kind of sound like.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Not stop, but I'd love to smoke weed on air. But
yeah. Let me tell you about Whit Myers. Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's so awesome, man, Whit Myers.
Man, it's great. Every read would be like 9 minutes long. You'd forget how long you were on the air.
So did I mention that I've got like the best whiskey? And it's got little tiny people in it, man. That's what makes the taste so good. They've got like a little universe of people in the whiskey. And
God. It would be great. I think it would be the best. I bet more people would buy Whit Myers because of that than just a normal Reed. They'd be like, dude, I got to get me some of this Whit Myers.
I've been talking about Omaha steaks.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to eat all of this. I'm going to eat this entire family pack.
Right now. $50, what a deal.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. And I would point out that it's just kind of a wrap up on that story. It's, you know, we don't know what's happened yet, and I don't want to be the guy that comes out and makes a stand if this does turn out to be something serious, because you just don't know. And it's part of our overreaction society now, where you're supposed to come out and oh, we've got to support our teammates, and they said this happened. It's like, you know what? You need to let it play out. And if school rules were broken, whether it was consensual or not, that's a problem. And you know, and if it turns out that this was something a lot more sinister and really bad, hey, guess what? Now you look like the jerk because you came out and kept your team. You and your guys kept people who were going to travel that game to go see you play an exhibition. You kept them from going. You embarrassed your school to support a bunch of guys who are rapists.
Yeah,
that would be what I would be worried about if I were these kids. But that's just me.
I mean, no, I totally agree with you, because that's a, like I said, it's a slippery slope. And if you make that stand, you'd better be willing to accept the consequences if you're wrong. And you know, I get it if you want to come out and say, hey, you know, we ask that you withhold judgment from our fellow players, and you know, don't jump to any conclusions, and wait till the investigation happens or whatever. But to just come out and take a stand like that until you know all the facts, because they haven't released the investigation's findings yet.
Well, from the school. It is still early too. So.
Yeah. So that I wouldn't want to be a part of it. That would be too scary for me. I wouldn't want to be labeled as that guy or that team.
See, we need to get stoned and talk about that. That would be funny. It's like, what are these dudes doing, man? It's like, it's a holiday bowl. It's California. This is great weed. The hell?
Why aren't you going? It's Minnesota, man. Yeah, you have nothing to look forward to after this. Why would you give that up?
Yeah, well, it's Minnesota. But I remember, was it Minnesota that was playing Tech when we were still able to go do the Texas Bowl, and that's the one that AJ offended all the Tech women by saying they were hot but stupid?
I think so.
And then we somehow got on, you know, we asked for the attractive girls from Minnesota, and three of them came up and said, we're the attractive girls from Minnesota. And they were,
Really?
Yeah, they weren't really attractive. So kind of,
yeah,
so that was the whole show.
Let me tell you.
We did 3 hours of that.
Up there?
While we were at the stadium and people were getting mad, I thought we were going to wind up in a fight.
Was this, this was the...
It was the Texas Bowl, whatever the
heck. Yeah, that was the same year I hosted it.
Yeah.
That was, oh, God. Let me tell you what. It was like finding Waldo to find a hot chick in that crowd. It really was, because it was Syracuse in Minnesota, right?
No, that was, I'm pretty sure it was Tech in Minnesota. Tech had the hot girls.
Okay.
You must have been with the Minnesota people.
I must have, but I remember doing one of those with Minnesota there, and I just remember thinking, wow, now I know why they love cheese. Or at least it shows how much they love cheese and brats and beer and they Minnesota chicks
and not taking care of themselves. Yeah,
you know how you hear like a Midwest 7 and an LA 9, like Minnesota. Yeah. A Minnesota chick is like a Texas dude almost. Like that's like they're not good at all. Yes, and send me your hates. I don't care. It's the truth. I went up there and did 2 shows last year in Minnesota. Not a hot chick to be found.
They all look like Frances McDormand in Fargo. Every single one of them.
True.
That's it. That's like, what you're going to grow up to be.
Yeah. Pretty much. Very plain, pasty. Wow.
God bless Texas.
713-780-ESP is your number. Do I have something to give away, John?
Whit Myers?
We have this Whit Myers tour. Since I went into a coughing fit during their live read, and it wound up being like a 2-minute live read, so they probably got more out of it than, you know, which is okay. Those are my guys, so I want them to get the most out of them. But I want you to get the most out of Whit Myers. We've got a tour for four and a $25 gift card to give to the people, just because we love the Blitzers. You're going to win a tour for four to Whit Myers Distilling Company with a $25 distillery gift card and visit Whit Myers anytime during its open to the public hours, Thursday and Friday between 3 and 9, and Saturdays from noon until 6. You could probably get in on the tour Saturday. Probably could still get in if you win this. Nice. Discover all of Whit Myers products by visiting them online at whitmyers.com. Here's the bad news. You must be 21 years of age to participate in this contest. And remember to drink responsibly. Caller 15. You're going to get the distillery tour and a gift card, which you can use that gift card to pick something up. That's the great thing about them. You can buy bottles there and take them home. I've done that.
Nice.
Yeah. And they've got it set up like a bar now. It's just awesome.
I need to get out there.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. You do. That's what, you know, we're going to try to do a show out there. I've been trying to get that worked out, but, you need to go check that place out. That's fantastic. All right. Tell you what else is fantastic. You still got to see. I really, really want to do this live read as the stoner because it would be so awesome to talk about how I'm going to eat all this. But this Omaha Steaks package that we've been talking about is fantastic. You still got time to get it before the holidays. It makes a great gift. And maybe it's if you can't find the perfect gift for somebody who's just got everything or you've already gotten them everything, this works really well because you're going to send them a big box of meat. It's going to show up on their door. And they're going to love it. And the other cool thing about this, you can get it for yourself. If you're having a party, this takes care of everybody. We did that, and we still had stuff left over. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, just think about how often you spend more than $49.99 just going to a restaurant and buying something. For only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar, 77% off. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just for the Blitzers. Listen to everything that you get for less than $50. Ready for this? 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops. I guarantee you've already paid more than $50 if you're in a restaurant for that. 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus, just to sweeten the deal, 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. 8 kielbasa sausages. Can't beat that. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. The type of brother made for you to start testing.
Give me a list, I'm with it, I have niggas. ESPN 97.5.
Yo, Chief, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they, huh?
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ today. Barry Laminack filling in. AJ's taking the day off.
Yeah, what the hell's he doing?
He's going to Austin.
For what?
His wife's birthday.
Oh, okay. I guess that's allowed.
And he does this every year, and I always bitch about it because I should take the Friday off because it's my birthday weekend, too.
Yeah.
But no, I never think of that.
Yeah, you really screwed this up.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
here,
care.
You're here sick, and you're...
Yeah,
You've ruined it.
I have.
Well.
What are you going to do?
And you're stuck with me.
Well, you know what else I'm going to be stuck with you is come Uh-oh. Celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. I don't know why I do that. I can't stop with going succulent and smooth. For a limited time only, you can get $75 off. And, guys, this deal's not going to last much longer. It's a great deal. If you think about this, all you can drink, all you can eat, and you get to meet all these really cool people, and Barry, and me. So get your tickets early. And these make great gifts, too, by the way. Another thing where if you're... See, this is a gift they're going to appreciate in a month.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to go in the closet. They're going to forget about, right?
Yeah.
This, they're going to say, wow, man, this was cool that he got me these. So I can go and, you know, of course, maybe she dumps you between now and then and takes, you know, your friend. But that's okay. Somebody's going to the party. It'll be a good time. But get there early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media. And did we get this fixed on the date? It is Thursday, yep. February 2nd. After the whole time I was saying Tuesday, I'm going, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Because I remember being part of the planning thing on this, and I thought it was a Thursday. Yeah. And said Tuesday, so I just said that for 150 times. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Oh, yep, there it goes. Almost went into a coughing fit again.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to like swallow the halls live and then just choke.
That could happen. And that'd be a good way to die.
Yeah. Well, no, I would try to save you for now. Let me just be real clear. You're not getting mouth to mouth from me. Well, but I would try to give you the Heimlich if you choked on the halls, if it blocked your windpipe. But don't fake it just so you can get me to come hug you.
That's
unacceptable.
All right. It's all right.
That's a violation of some work code here, I'm sure.
Actually, you'll figure this out. Like AJ and Jong and myself, we're kind of above the law on work code.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you tried to kill Jong on air once. Yeah. So, yeah, that's true.
Exactly. It wasn't intentional. We didn't intend to kill him. We just intended to make, inflict some pain on him, and it just went horribly wrong.
You did a good job.
Do you ever have flashbacks of that, John? Do you ever wake up in a nightmare?
Well, kind of every time I see a girl with a little pepper spray on their keychain, I twitch a little bit.
Thinking, I'm not harassing that girl.
Yeah.
And then when they say they have mace and I look at his pepper spray, and I'm like, nope, that's not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Trust me, I'm an expert.
I got sprayed in the face before.
Yeah, and survived because I'm a man, lady.
And they called 911. Yeah. And the paramedics came out and explained to me everything. Yeah, I know everything there is to know.
No. You can't tell them that part because that part makes you look like a wimp.
No. What do you mean?
It makes you look like I can't take a spray to the face.
Oh. Well, can we save that? I think you just dropped yourself there, John.
You can't save it. I'm behind here.
Oh God, I can't wait for the podcast. Then I'll get it myself.
Yep. Yep. We'll get somebody to pull that off and just drop that on you whenever we can.
Yep. Oh, that's funny.
Well, but the problem was he had his damn mouth open when he got shot.
Oh.
And
yeah. You had your mouth open when they sprayed you in the face?
Mouth and
that's
eyes.
Mouth and eyes both.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, you got to close the eyes. Have you not watched porn at all? Like, you don't know these rules?
I've never been sprayed in the face.
All right. I'm just saying there's rules out there. Unwritten rules.
Exactly.
Jeez.
But it doesn't make you a wimp. The best part, my favorite part to this day, there's all this stuff that happened afterwards that was hilarious. But the police officers asking him if he wanted to file charges against us.
You know, you should have pulled him aside and said, look, I don't, but can we scare him? Kind of like scared straight, where you're just like, I want to teach him a lesson. Like when a kid is bad and you call the cops, like the local constable in the neighborhood comes and you put him in the back of the car. That's what you should have done. You should have just said, let's get him all the way to the car and then we'll let him know that they're not being arrested. That you should have done that, John. You really missed it.
Oh, yeah, I misplayed that.
He was just trying to breathe at that point. He wasn't thinking out any plots.
Yeah, that's true. Next time, though.
What? There's no next time
why?
Here.
Why? That's actually why I learned how to run the board. So that if we, if I'm ever on a show and the producer gets pepper sprayed, I can get us to commercial. See, I've planned ahead. Unlike these guys. I learned from their mistakes.
See, 409. Jong, this is just for you, says, tell Jong he's not a wuss for calling 911. My son is a cop and spent 2 days in bed after getting sprayed at the academy.
I didn't call 911 because I couldn't move.
No, you couldn't move. He didn't call 911 himself. He, as I recall, our boss at the time, who the not wise guys woman, basically asked him if we needed to call 911. He said, I don't have health insurance.
I do remember that part.
Yeah.
You work here. Wait to let the cat out of the bag.
Got in my mouth.
Oh, that none of us had health insurance. We were there. They were lucky they even paid us.
Oh God, that's hilarious. Oh
yeah. Man. And Raving Plumber asked their audio of him getting pepper sprayed. Yeah, it's on the podcast thing somewhere. I don't know exactly where. But if you Google it, you can find it. It's all over the
doesn't
place.
Doesn't it usually make the best of when you guys have a, when you run a best of show?
It generally does.
Yeah.
Because it's 30 minutes long. Because we couldn't go to break.
See?
Yeah. A lot of people saying apparently this mixing video has been released. I have not seen it yet. But so I'm not going to comment on it until I actually see it. But I'll try to take a look on the break here and see what that's about. But it sounds bad.
Yeah.
I'm just... We'll say. Leonard Fournette not playing in the bowl game. Don't blame him. He's been battling injuries. He's moving on. The bowl game doesn't mean a damn thing. I think it's the right thing for him to sit. So, might affect how I play that game.
And
you know where I'll play it. MyBookie.lv. And the great thing about MyBookie, if you put action on the games, you score a big win. A lot of times you got to wait weeks to collect your cash. There's a website that I used to use. One time it took me months to get paid for a big score in a horse race. There's nothing more frustrating than that. That's why thousands of online players are making the switch to MyBookie. It's an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and, of course, those fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And beyond that, they've got a great race book for my horse friends out there that has all the track bets. And it pays track odds. MyBookie will match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. If you haven't signed up yet, still get a 50% deposit bonus all the way up to $3,000. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. That's MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.